طب هو دين يا جماعة هي البيس من البيس ما مش سيد نخاص مش هي مميلة نخاص من الدوتة مميلة a person's خايبة في damages نخاص مش هي مميلة he has to pay for his animal damages a property that doesn't have مميلة you have to pay so it's a duke that sounds like but it is hegdish it's hegdish it just doesn't have مميلة so the Gemara was saying who can this be going like Who's this Tana? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan says it's going like Rabbi Yosef Lilim. Talking about Kotim Kalim. And every Kotim Kalim, or any Kotim Kalim that is that, every Kotim Kalim doesn't have the Ila, but it's Hekdesh. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah means. If a person damages Kotim Kalim of his friend, he has to pay him. Why does he have to pay him? The answer is because Momen Bailim. And he brought a Mishnah or a Braisa about what you find by Shua Sabikodim, the same idea. Shua Sabikodim, somebody denies the fact that he was asked to look after Kotrin Kalim. He denies the fact he's got it anymore or he ever got it. And it turns out he made a Shua and it turns out he said Sheker, he was Modi, he said Sheker. Then he has to bring a Korban Oshon and a Keren and a Chumash. And that is by Kotrim Kalim. Why? Where's the Bamisa? That is because Kotrim Kalim is Momin Baidim. So that's why that was the Rayan. Okay, that was the Shakvatari of the Gemara. So now we're up to started really, really. The Gemara thought it's Machlikis Tanoim. Or at least we have a Mishnah, not like a basic lady, but it says Vosnan. About 10 lines down, first word on the line is Divri. We saw it last time. Vosnanam kadosh b'chelkoi, peim mikodshe kodshim, peim mikodshim kalim, einu mikodeshes. We said that if you mikadish with kodshim kalim, you're not mikodesh. So how can you say it's momim b'alim? You say it's not momim b'alim. The answer was, so we said, leim et aloike reisig lili, is it not a reisig lili? He said, no, it is going on basically. Mekadosh Bechelka is talking about after Shechita. You've shechted already, and then you want to be Mekadosh with the chilek that you have in the Kodrim Kalim. Rashi says, the Kohen want to use their chilek, and the Bailim want to use his chilek. Right? Not Mekadoshes. Why? Because about after Shechita, your Zeicher from Shulchan Gavoya Kazoku. Both the Kohenim and the Bailim are Zeichem, Shulchan, Gevoya, and the Beis Yeglili never spoke about La'acha Shechita. He only spoke about Mechaim. And therefore, Pshat in the Mishnah is obviously Mechaim. We're talking about animals, Mechaim, and it's going on in Beis Yeglili. So the Sikkim, if we just sum up before we start the Shin, we just sum up the Pshat in the Mishnah, Nachosim She'im Be Me'ila, meaning the person's Chayim if he damages property that doesn't have Me'ila on it. We've got Diuk, Mashma, but there is Hegdish. It is still Hegdish. How can you have property that's not Me'ila, but there is Hegdish? Answer is, or how can you have something that is Hegdish, but not Me'ila? Answer is Kotrim Kalim. And if we're saying on that, you're Chayiv, if a person damages such a thing, he's Chayiv, it must be that you owe someone that money. You owe the Bailim. So it must be Momin Bailim. So that's the three things we have. There's no Me'ila, is Hegdish, and must be Momin Balim. Who's that? That is Rabbi Seglili. That's Rabbi Seglili who holds that Kodjim Kalim is Momin Balim. But there's a little small print on this, that Rabbi Seglili only spoke about Mechaim, which is what the Mishnah is talking about. But Acha Misa, even Rabbi Seglili's maskim, it doesn't have it's not considered Momin Balim. Because ki kazochu mishulchu mikavoyu kazochu.
I think we first passed back on that number with even kachin to the skins belong to the kohen.
The or, yeah.
So couldn't they even kaddish a woman with that?
No. That's also after shkita, and after shkita, everything they get is because of the gvoya.
So if they make a coat out of that, then they get a coat out of the skin, they do something with the skins. That's considered still
considered. They were from Shulchan Gevoya. Yeah.
They don't technically own it, but they have permission to wear it.
Yes. Yeah, like they have permission to eat the meat. Even the Bainim is sin. Rashi holds a chiddush, which tastes chiddush, but Rashi holds that even the Bainim, the owner, original owner of the Shlomim, where he gets back meat in order to eat, even that is Mishulchan Gevoya Kazoch. It's not his, he can't even Kaddish and Isha with it. Okay, that's where we're holding. Okay, so if we know that, we know half the story. Afraid the Gemara, Umachayim mi Oma. Right now, Mamish, no, not Mamish, but two lines lower than halfway down the page. Beginning of the word is Ka Zoho in the Gemara. Yeah? Mechaim, where are Reuben's fingers? Mechaim Yoma. Mechaim Yoma. Did Rabbi Yossi HaGlili really say that Mechaim is got din of Mama in Bailim? Did he say Mechaim? Rabbi Yossi HaGlili said Mechaim is got din of Mama in Bailim? Vasnan, and then we're going to ask the Mishnah saying not like that. I mean, we just answered that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili said it Mechaim and didn't say Melacham Yisrael. Melacham Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds its mom in Gevoya. Now we're asking, but Mechaim, he said it. He said that Mechaim is called in a moment of mom in Bailim. Well, it's not, it says in the Mishnah, not like that. We're going to see by Bechor, and Bechor is called in a mom in Gevoya. That's what the whole rai we're going to bring from. And there's a problem here. These three words are really difficult because we know it basically holds its mom and bailim. That we know. That we had a braisa that says clearly that it basically holds that Mishvus Abikodin, it's Shaykh Shvus Abikodin by Kotchim Kalim. Omar Amar Bashem, Rabbis Kotchim Kalim, Shem Amoyne. So now he says, so when did he say it? He either said it Mechaim or he said it Lachamisa. Well, he said it on something. He didn't say it on the air. So Lachamisa we just threw out. We said it can't be. Because Lachamisa ki kazochu mishuchun gevoya kazochu. So anything that left is Mechaim. So what's this kash Mechaim Yoma? Well, it can't be. We have a Mishnah otherwise. He definitely said it Mechaim. There's no other way to read the Gemara. He definitely said at least Mechaim. So what's the Gemara's kasha now, Mechaim Mi'Oma? This is a kasha that's really, really difficult in Havana in reading the sugya. Right? We know, we have a statement, clear statement from Rabbi Yisraeli, that Mama in Kodesh Kalam is Mama in Bailim. So pick where you want it to be. But it's certainly going to be at least Mechaim.
The kesef that we put aside for Kodesh Kalam?
No, that's not Kodesh Kalam. So it's not Bashem Bechla. It's set aside. I mean, Magdish. So, where else did he say it if not for the fact Mechaim? So now the Gemara says, okay, we just said he's not saying that Achamisa. That can't be because Achamisa that we know Mekadosh Bechelkoi is not Mekudeshes. If it's Achamisa, you're not Mekudeshes. It's not Mom and Bayim. Okay, so Achamisa is finished. There's nothing to talk about. So anything left is Mechaim. Now, what's the question now? What, he said it Mechaim? Well, yes, certainly. There's nothing else to talk about. No, but we've got a question from the Hemshech of the Gemara where we see not. So you should ask yourself then, so where did Rabbi Yisraeli say his din? You're coming, tinying on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, the Pshat and the Mishnah is Mama in Bainim Rabbi Yisraeli. Aye, the Mishnah, the Mekadosh Bechelke does it. No, I'll tell you. Mekadosh Bechelke is Achamisa, Achashrita. That's Kikazoch Mishulchan Gavaya Kazoch. Mishnah, and the Mishnah is Mecha. And that's Pshat in the Mishnah. How can you have something which is Kodshim, and yet there's a Chiyu of Moin? Teretz is a Beis HaGlili. They were talking about Kodshim Kalim. There's a Chiyu of, you do have to pay because it's Moin Bayim. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. I mean, I know Beis HaGlili holds that, because Beis HaGlili holds by Shusha Bikodoin that there's something called Moin Bayim. So what's the kasha now? Well, I can't. Did you say it by Mechaim? I've got a raya basically held that Mechaim is got din of mom and gevoya. That's what the Gemara is asking. I've got a raya that basically holds that by the Mechaim is got din of mom and gevoya. That's what the Gemara is now posing. It's quite a long raya. We'll get to the raya. But the Gemara's got a raya to prove that basically holds that Mechaim is got din of mom and gevoya. But if that's true, then you've just hit a rock, and there's no way to move. If what you're right is true, then it's not cash on me, not cash on Rabbi Yochanan, It's a kasha on Rabbi Yisrael Lili himself. Rabbi Yisrael Lili clearly said the Mekadosh Bechelkoi. No, he clearly said that by Shulz HaBikodoi, it's got a din of Mamon and Bailim. So he said that. And the only thing we could talk about is Mechaim, but at least Mechaim he said it. At least Mechaim he said it.
But he said it just in reference to Shulz HaBikodoi.
Very good, very good. Okay, very good. So that's at least what the Gemara is asking. So what's the Gemara is asking then? You've got a kasha on Rabbi Yisrael Glili, you don't have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, we had a kasha on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan answered it. What was his answer? Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, does that fit in? Rabbi Yisrael Glili Mechaim. Okay, so now we know Pshat in the Mishnah. No, but it can't be because Rabbi Yisrael Glili held that Mechaim has got dinner long in Gevoya. What's that kasha on me? You got a kasha now, we nail Ben, Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Yisrael Glili in one place said, it's got a shus because it says, it's got dinner mom and bailim. So you see, it's got dinner mom and bailim. So you've got a kasha on Rabbi Yisrael Glili, sort it out. There's obviously an answer. There's obviously to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So why are you asking on Rabbi Yisrael? That's the big kasha on these three words, Mechaim Yomar. Tosfos, long Tosfos on the side, on the right hand side of the page. Tivimasa Mechaim Yomar. Presents a teret, a very complicated changing in simple understanding, reading of the Gemara. Complicated, which anyone who wants to learn it, are welcome to do it. We have Shishi, Shabbos, where you can work through it. But we have to learn a pshat that at least is somewhat easier for us to understand. And before the Rambam already started speaking it out. So that certainly gives us the right to learn with it. Rambam is Machaven to Rashbam. Rashba must be an edikol. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you steig. And you come to Rashba. The answer is the Gemara does have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Why is that kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said pshat in our Mishnah is that Rabbi basically holds his mom in Bailam. It's going to be basically mom in Bailam. Our Mishnah is talking about what? What halacha? Where would you find our Mishnah in Tosuch and Aruch? Choshe Mishpat, the Dinah Choshe Mishpat, Nizikin, that's our Mishnah. Basically, he was speaking about what? Shavuos HaPikadim. That's what he was talking about. So, Rabbi Yochanan extrapolated from the Din of Rabbi Yisraeli, he spoke about Shavuos HaPikadim. He said, no, it wasn't Dafka Shavuos HaPikadim. It also was referring to Nizakim. Right? That's what the Rabbi Yochanan was saying. To which we asked, but you see, they got a kiddush in the Moshul. The Gemara said it doesn't have a din of Momin Bailim. That's what the Gemara's question was. So you see, you can't extrapolate from Shavuos HaPikadim all across the board because you see by kiddush or not. To which the Gemara said, no. Kiddushin took my lachamisa. Lachamisa, even Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds, it's Momin Gevoya. It's me shulchan gavoy kazov. So I'm telling you that basically Mechaim said his din that you can extrapolate from there and learn it to all over to the whole Torah. You can learn it to Kedushin. You can learn it to Nizikin. If you say Glili's din of Mamo in Bailim is true everywhere. Mechaim, to which the Gemara is saying Mechaim Yoma, I don't think so. I don't think it's true that you can learn it the Kol HaTorah Kula only by Shavuos HaPikadim. Basically, he said it's done by Shavuos HaPikadim and only then. And I'll prove it to you from the Hemshech of the Raya which you want to bring. That you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with the Bechori. So you see that even the Bechori is Mamoin, it's Kol Shem Kadim. Even though it's Kol Shem Kadim, which according to basically should be Mamoin by him, you see you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it. So you see that the din of Rabbi Yisrael Glili is not able to be expanded. A specific din by Shavuos HaPikadim. That's the Gemara's
kind.
You can't expand Rabbi Yisrael Glili's din. He said by Shavuos HaPikadim and only by Shavuos HaPikadim. Not by Kiddushin, like we're going to see in a minute. And if it's not like Kiddushin, then who are they? Not by Nizikin.
Why would we differentiate?
Oh, say that. Now we have to start working out why you'd want to differentiate. Say that Nachon, there's what to discuss on that. It's definitely the kasha that you should be asking on this malach. But that's the malach the Rashba wants to say pshat in the suga, and it's definitely the easiest way to lean the Gemara. Okay, and we're gonna have a deek in Rashi afterwards that proves that this Rashi learned. So another reason why this is a pshat we're going to be going with. Okay, so
especially what we said at the beginning of Shir, which what the limud is from Shuas and Bekarim, which is that they are the Maman everywhere, and those that are somewhere else, so they only goes.
Very good. Okay, so that's where we're holding. Mechaim Yoma. Yossi, we just spoke out what the three words meant. I'll let Reb Shua say over to you. Mechaim Yoma. Okay. Mechaim Yoma, did he really say it? Mechaim? Did he basically hold that it's Kachin Kani Mechaim, which we're now explaining, I'll be the Rashba, and you're going to see Rashi. Mechaim Yoma, did he really say it? Mechaim, even by other cases besides Shuas HaPikodim? Did he say it by Kiddushin? Did he say it by Nizokin? You're saying he said it by Nizokin. Did he really say that? I've got a raya that he didn't. Vasnan, it says in the Mishnah. Now here's a long raya. This raya takes us till the end of the Omid. So just hold your horses when learning it through. Learn it slowly. So there's a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah say? Mechoy, moichen noisoi tamchai. A bechor, you can sell when it's, if it doesn't have a blemish, if it's a tam, you can sell it a chai, a kohen can sell it to another kohen. What are they going to do with the bechor? It depends what the bechor is. If the bechor is in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, they would offer up on the Mizbeach. If it's tam, they would offer up on the Mizbeach, give it to the kohen, and they offer up on the Mizbeach. If it's Bizman Azeh, then it's not offered up on the Mizbeach. Then Adrab, you have to wait until it gets a moon, and then you can eat it.
Time the base and you could sell it.
Yeah, you could sell it to another coin to offer up on the Mizbeach. Yeah. But the mice of this Gemara is going to tell us later on we're talking about Bechor Bizman Azeh. But be on that, that's what Bechor is. So Bechor, Moichin Oisoi Tam Chai. A bechoy, you can sell, if it's a tam, you can sell it a chai. Now you miss out these two words, loy shochut. We'll see why when we get to, by the time we get to the end of the Gemara, we'll come back to these two words, but you need them. But balmum, if it's a balmum, in which case you can already eat it, then you can sell it a chai. And you can also sell it shochut. You can sell it a chai. And the kohen will sell it to another kohen. And he'll wait until it gets a mum and then he'll eat it. And you can also sell it shochot. Or mekachin bois isha. And you can also be mekachin isha. Why? If you can be mekachin isha, what does that show us? Mamim bailim. So this is what Mishnah is saying, that's mamim bailim.
Can you learn that from the fact that you're mocher also that it's mamim bailim? Why would you be able to sell something?
Yeah, nachon. Meachus. V'omar Rav Nachman Rav Avavoy, and Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav Avavoy, Lo Ishonu Elo Bechor Bizman Hazeh. This is what we just said, that you can sell it, and you can be Mekadosh Nisho, that's talking about Bizman Hazeh. A Bechor of nowadays, the cave under Lo Chozi La'Krovo, since it's not Chozi La'Krovo, since it's not Ro'uy, not fitting to offer up on the Mizbeach, why not? Because unfortunately, there's no mizbeach. Therefore, is the who the koyanim zchir begavayu. Therefore, the koyanim have a zchir v'schus in it, and therefore they can offer up and they can sell it when it's a tam, and they can be mekadosh and isha as well with it. Avo bizman shebeis mikdash kayim. But when the beis mikdash is kayim, the chozil akrovo, where there you can offer up. It's fitting. The show time is fitting to be offered up on the Mizbeach. Loi. Then, not. What not? What does not mean? Then Aloch, which you just said, is not applicable. What Aloch did we say? The Bechoy, you can sell if it's a tam, chai. If it's a tam, you can sell it. And you can be Mekan Shanisha with it. Says the Gemara, Reb Nachman said, you should know that's only nowadays where it's not Roi L'Mizbeach. So therefore, it's Momim Bailim. His man based in Midrash Kaim is not Momim Bailim, and therefore you can't sell it and you can't be Mekadosh Nisha. So that's the Mishnah, yeah? A Mishnah with Reb Nachman's commentary on it. No, so far, nothing yet. Right? The question is, now, what would be the contradiction that you think?
We need to ask, I was in here for the first pre-work, so I'm not going to take the time.
Okay, and Rava said to him, asked the question to him, Nachman, this is the question he posed. There's a pasuk in the Torah that speaks about a Shavuos HaPikudim, and it says there, taught us that what's his kasha? How can you just tell me that Mizman Abayis, you can't be makiv, since you can be makiv the Kolben, it's not Mamoin Bailim, and you can't be Makadosh Isha, and you can't said it. You see, Yisrael Lili holds that it does have dinner mamim bailim. That was a question. You see, even bizman abayis, it's got dinner mamim bailim. How do I know that the pasuk gemar amar b'Hashem is talking about bizman abayis?
Not sure.
It's talking about Korban Oshem, right? It's talking about Korban Oshem. So it's obviously talking about Mizman HaBayis. So you see, even Mizman HaBayis, it's got dinner moment by it. That was the kasha that was posed to Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman said this Mishnah said you can be Mekadosh and Isha with a Bechor. It's only talking about Mizman HaZeh, where there's not Shaykh HaKrova. So therefore, it's moment by him. You see, not true. You see, Reb Yisrael Lili said that even on you see that the culture in Khan have a dinner moment. Bailim. Amar Amar Hashem was talking about somebody who was mafkid a culture in Khanim to somebody else. Bizman Bisa Mikdosh. And it says there that's called Moment Bailim. That's why he has to bring a Korban Oshem, because Moment Bailim. So you see, even Bizman Bisa Mikdosh, culture in Khanim has dinner moment Bailim. To which the Gemara answers, that was the question which you asked, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman. To which Mishani Ravina answered, said, no, you're right. You're quite right. B'vchoi b'chutzoritz, v'alibdeb shimen. This din that we said, it's got a din of momin bailim, or more and more, b'ashem, it's got a din of momin bailim, is talking about b'vchoi b'chutzoritz. What's a b'vchoi b'chutzoritz? About the time of this midosh, we're talking about the time of this midosh, but there was people, there used to be people that lived in the diaspora, and they had a Bechor. If Shimon said they wouldn't have to bring it to Beis Mikdash. If they would bring it, you'd offer up, but you don't have to bring it to Beis Mikdash. And since it doesn't have to be offered up on the Mizbeah, so therefore it's not Momen Gevoya, therefore it can be Momen Bailin. So that case which you have, that Rabbi Yisrael Lili holds, that it's got dinner mom and bailim, is referring to something that doesn't have to be offered up on the Mizbeach, meaning Bechor is Bechutzoritz, part of Bechor Netz Yisrael, which you have to offer up on the Mizbeach, has got dinner of mom and bailim. And that's what Reb Nachman said beforehand. Reb Nachman said beforehand that Bechor has got dinner mom and gavoya, it's talking about in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's got dinner mom and gavoya. The Chor in Eretz Yisrael is dinner mom and gavoya. That's the sum up so far before we even get to the Kasha. So before we get to the Kasha, I want to speak out the Shaka Vatari had there, because personally, when I learned this Quran, I got really bogged down because I'm trying to remember what the Kasha, where the Kasha went. We have to treat it as a separate thing. There was one discussion, then after we're going to borrow it for this to explain to us our Kasha. But what we have is, we have a Mishnah that said that Bechor is Momen Bailim. That's what we have. The Mishnah says Bechor is Momen Bailim. And the Kasha, and says Reb Nachman, you should know that Mishnah that says Momen Bailim is talking about Bechor Bizman HaZeh. Bechor Bizman HaZeh where it's not shaykh to offer up on the Mizbeach, then it's got dinam malim bayim. So Gemara the Kasha, that you see not like that. You see, even Mizman Beis HaMikdash has got dinam malim bayim. You see, that's what the dinam shows up according. To which the answer is, which type of Bechor has a din of Momen Bayim, even Mizman Beis HaMikdash? That's a Bechor of Chutzot. Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, Mizman Beis HaMikdash had a din of Momen Gevoyah. And that's why Rav Nachman had to explain the Mishnah. It said that you can be Mekadshin Isha, must be talking about Bechor Mizman Hazeh. Because a Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, Mizman Hazeh, is Momen Bayim. A Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, Mizman HaMikdash, is Momen Gevoyah.
Ravina is
answering the kasha which they asked Rav Nachman, which therefore would be an explanation for Beis Aglis.
Saying that Rav Nosfiguli only said that it's Mamon Bailim, but in the case of when it's not only Lakrov,
yeah, that means we have two cases where it won't be Lakrov. Two cases where it won't be Lakrov. How can you have a Bechor that won't be Fakrov? There's two cases. One is
I'm
asking. There's two cases where you have a Bechor that doesn't have that's not Roy Lakrov. Okay, three cases. Yeah, so right, Mum Bechor Tam. There's two cases where Bechor Tam that won't be Oymid Lakrov. One is Kutzaret, and the other one is Mizman Hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael. Even in Eretz Yisrael. Mizman Hazeh,
right.
Toshim Pehe, if you have a Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, it's not even that Krov, unfortunately, and therefore it's Momen Bayim. That's what the Gemara was saying. So the Mishnah said you can be Mekadish with a Bechor. You can sell a Bechor. A Bechor Tam. You can sell. How can you sell that Bechor? It's Momen Gevoya. The answer is it's Momen Bayim. Why is it Momen Bayim? Because it's Chutzah, it's Mizman HaZeh. That's what Rav Nachman said. Because it's Mizman HaZeh. Rav Nachman says it's Mizman HaZeh. Mizman HaZeh, we've got a question, Mizman HaZeh. You see, even Mizman HaBayis, you can have a case when it's considered Momen Bayim. That was the case of Shur Sabikodim. Answers, yeah, that was talking about a particular type of Bechor they're talking about in Chutzah. Bechor in Chutzah also is not really like Kravah, not problem. And therefore, that one, there'll be a Shavuot Sabikodim. But I'm talking about a Bechor in Eretz Yisrael. And a Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, the only time you can be Mekadosh and Isha, is a Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, if it is Bizman HaZeh. Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, you can be Mekadosh and Isha, Bizman HaZeh.
That's
what Rav Nachman. That was what Nachman said. And we thought we asked on him from a Shavuot Sabikodim, which answers that no Shavuot Sabikodim is definitely talking about in Chutzot, Bechor in Chutzot. Chayav Chutzot is Momen Bayim. Even the time Beis HaMikdash, because not even like Kravah. How do we know it's not even like Kravah?
Yeah.
Reb Shimon told us that. Reb Shimon said, in Bo Tmimim Yikru, if they come, then you offer it up. In Bo, if they came in Lachatchila, but they don't have to Lachatchila bring the animal. So it's not even that cool. You could leave it there. Tosafot explains why Shimon held that way, but you could leave it in Chutzaretz. So since you could leave it in Chutzaretz, it's not even that cool. So therefore, it's Momen Bayim. Adka, nothing to do with that sugya yet. That was just the Shakra Targa, the ping pong between them. So he came out of Maskana, there's two types of Bechori that you can, that's got dinner Momen Bayim. Three types, obviously, we call them like Mum. But Bechori Tam, two types, it's called and Siddur Momen Bayim. Only two types. One type is in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaZeh, and that's what Rav Nachman told us. And we had another kasha. We had the kasha from Rabbi Yisak Lili on Rav Nachman. You see, even Bizman HaBayis got in a moment by him, to which we answered somewhat falsely, maybe, that brisa, which Rabbi Yisak Lili said, that's a main chutzot. So now we have our kasha. Kasha is, we just said beforehand, that Rabbi Yosi HaGlili held that Nechosim Sheim Bemeida have a din of Momen Bayim. We just said Pshat and HaMishnah has a din of Momen Bayim. And Mechaim holds even Mechaim. So why did we need to say, start kvetching around to say that it's talking about Afghan Chutzoretz? Why do you have to say that? Say it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. And this Bryce is Rabbi Yosef Galili. Rabbi Yosef Galili holds an Eretz Yisrael. It's got a din of Momin Bailim. And Reb Nachman was going to explain the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that Kodshim Kalim doesn't have a din of Momin Bailim. Let's see inside, then we'll speak out. Says the Gemara, Ve'im Isim. If it's true, the Chir Omer Rabbi Yosef Galili Memoinu. If it's true that Rabbi Yosef Galili said that it's Momin. Im Isim, yeah. If it is. If it is, the chiyom Rabbi Yosef Galili, that Rabbi Yosef Galili said, "Memoyne hu mechayim." Rabbi Yosef Galili said that it's got din of memoyne mechayim, which we're now going to plug in the words of the Rashi, which are the words of Reb David, which we'll see as Rashi meaning. Rabbi Yosef Galili didn't dafka say by shusha b'kodim, but he said it by nizikin, and he said it by kiddushin. Rabbi Yosef Galili holds even by kiddushin. Kodjim Kalim has got din of Momoin Bailim. So what's the whole big kasha? Lishni could have answered very simply. You're asking on me from a bright of Rabbi Yosef Galili. That's what you're asking on me. Lishni, or Rabbi Yosef Galili, how about? Just say very simple teret. Don't start talking about that. Say Rabbi Yosef Galili, of course. Rabbi Yosef Galili holds his Momoin Bailim. But I, Rabbi Nachman, was explaining the Mishnah that said that you can't be mekadosh an isha if it's b'chol b'zman hazeh b'zman habayis, he's going b'das rabbanon rabbanon chiluk in Rabbi Segalili. Rabbi Segalili holds that kodshim kam is momin bailim, but rabbanon hold what they hold.
It's
momin gavoya. So if I've got mishnah since you can be mekadosh with a b'chol. And I don't want it to go like Rabbi Yosef Galili. That's Rabbi Yosef Galili is a day echido. So I don't want it to go like Rabbi Yosef Galili. So who's the Mishnah going like? Rabbanon. So I have a question. How can be mekadosh with the b'chol? All right, Momin Gavoya. So what's going to be the answer?
You can't.
You cannot. No, Mishnah says you can't.
No, Zman Hazeh.
Answer is going to be Zman Hazeh. Brilliant. That's what Rabbi Nachman answered. So why do we have to start limiting what Rabbi Yosef Galili meant? No, he's dafka talking about b'chol in chutz aretz. Scrap that. Rabbi Yosef Galili said a din that all kodshim kalim have a din of momin bailim. Nachon? And Rabbi Nachman wasn't speaking Rabbi Yosef Galili. Rabbi Nachman was speaking shittes Rabbanon. Rabbanon all that's got momin kevaya. So that's why he says we're talking about b'chol in chutz aretz. If it's true what you're telling me, if it is what you're saying that Rabbi Yosef Galili's din, which was said by Shavuot Bikolim, is negay across the board, not only by Shavuot Bikolim, but it's also negay by Nizikin. Ever made who had him by Kiddushin? If that's true, that Rabbi Yosef Galili by Kiddushin holds it's got din of Momoin Bailim, then the question never started. The question that we've got on Rabbi Nachman never started. Rabbi Nachman's telling me b'choy b'zman hazeh, because b'choy b'zman habayis is Momoin Gavoya. And therefore, you can't sell it, and you can't be mekadosh an isha. You got a kasha, but basically, he says you can. Okay, true. But basically, he holds you can. But I'm speaking out shit is rabbanon. Should that be basically? So that's the most kasha. What's it more mean to prove from this? What's it more trying to prove?
Half a second.
Let me finish off this. What's it more trying to prove? What's being isha? If you are correct, meaning I hold otherwise. What do I hold? No, Im Issa, you're telling me something, and based on that, I have a big question. Means I personally would like to suggest something else. Means say Reb David, Im Issa, if it's true that Reb Yosef Galili is across the board, then I've got a kasha. But if Reb Yosef Galili is a specific din, specifically in Shavuot HaPikodim, but regarding other things, he's masking with Mamarin Gevoya, then I don't have a kasha. If it's true that Reb Yosef Galili is across the board, I have a big kasha. Why do you have to kvetch and say we're talking about chutzaretz? Talk about Eretz Yisrael. It's got no Rabbi Yosef Galili. But if Rabbi Yosef Galili was only saying much for Sabikol, but regarding Kiddushin, you'd also be Rabbi Yosef Galili. You can use Kodshim Kanan for Kiddushin. Say, no way. I only said the Rabbi Umana Malabashem, a special posuk there. They're not by Kiddushin, not by Nizokim. So then, I never said it by Kiddushin. So then we have a great kasha. The Gemara said that the Mishnah said you can be Mekadosh with a Bechor. You can sell a Bechor. How can you do that? How can you sell a Bechor? To Mom and Bailim. Who says Bechor to Mom and Bailim? Who said that? Rabbi Yosef Aglili? No, he didn't. Rabbi Yosef Aglili spoke about Meshuvas HaBikodim. So who said you can? No one. Not Rabbi Yosef Aglili, not Abon. No one said it. So what's pshat in this Mishnah? Says Rabbi Nachman, Zman HaZeh. That's going to be the answer. Zman HaZeh, everyone's asking his Momin Bailim. Right? But that's all very good if you hold the Rabbi Yosef Aglili was limited to Shavuos HaPikodim. If we spread it and say basically you said by Kiddushin also it's Mom and Bailim, then we have a very simple name to explain. You want to know why you can't be Mekadosh with the Bechor? It's going to be basically you also can be Mekadosh with the Bechor. Why did Nachman say you can't be Mekadosh with the Bechor? Because he's going with the Rabbanon.
Don't you want to minimize machlokas between tonight? And harmonize things. So it makes more sense. And if you go with that mahala, then it would make more sense to go with Ravina's explanation and say what we're talking about those farms.
Not really, because although you're limiting, you're also making up something in Rabbi Saglili. Which you've got no code for that. Basically he said that cotton kanim is momain hedit. So now to start saying that basically he specifically said it by
specifically, it's not expressly stated, but it could be implied.
No, it basically said, "Mal about Hashem." It doesn't say it's a big kimta. It's a very big limitation in what he said. If you have to say, you'll say it, but if you don't have to say it, then I wouldn't say it. Basically, he didn't express himself very well then, if that's what he meant. Yeah, you have to know it. How would you know that? Okay, so that's the Shakvataya of the Gemara. Yeah, I'm going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read from the beginning. Okay, we had the Mishnah that said that Yochayev for Nizokim by Kotzim Kala. The only way we understood that is going to be Saglili. Be Saglili, Yochayev said that's going to be Saglili. Be Saglili held by Nizokim is Momin Bai. That's a tremendous Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan's teaching us. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, we spoke about Shavuos HaPikodim, is not limited to Shavuos HaPikodim. It's also applicable across the board. Regarding Nizokim, which would therefore tell me who are then the Gabe Kiddushin. It would be across the board. So that's the Chiddush Rabbi Yosef Aglili that Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Rabbi Yosef Aglili's din is across the board, even by Kiddushin and even by Nizokim. So that's the Gemara's got a kasha. I've got a kasha where I want to prove to you that the Amoraim didn't hold like that. Not like that. It's not true. Rabbi Yosef Aglili's din is a specific din in Shavuos HaPikodim and not across the board. And that's what I'm going to prove to you now. That was Omechaim Yoma. Omechaim Yoma means, did Rabbi Yosef Aglili say, even by Nizokin, even by Kiddushin, it's got a din of Momen Bailim? I don't think he did. I don't think he did. He didn't say. He only said it by Shavuos HaPikodim. Why, what's the raya? I'm going to bring you a raya. The raya is from the Shaka Retire in the Gemara. That there was a Mishnah that says clearly you can be Mekadosh an Isha with a Bechor, which means it's Momin Bailim. That's a Mefurosh Mishnah. Rabbi Nachman was forced to say that's talking about Bizman HaZeh. Why? Because if it's Bizman HaBayis, it's got in a Momin Gevoyah. Bechor is Kotchim Kalim. Right? Bechor is Kotchim Kalim, it's got in a Momin Gevoyah. The Gemara asked on him from a braisa where we see Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds it's Gardin of Mamoin Bailim. You see clearly the Bechoriv in Mizman HaBais has a din of Mamoin Bailim. That's what the Gemara asked. To which Ravina gave a very forced answer to say that it's talking about Bechor of Chutzot. This price, which says God didn't want mine, is not a contradiction to what Rav Nachman said because it's talking about Bechor of Chutzot. So the question is very simple. If it's true, they basically said this din, not only by Shavuos HaPikodim, they said it by Kiddushin as well. then the Gemara could have just answered very simply that Rav Nachman wasn't talking in Das Rabbi Yisrael Galili. Rav Nachman had said that this Mishnah says you can be kachet an ish with the Bechori, which obviously given like the Rabbanon, the Rav, it must be talking about Bechori Bezman Hazeh. Because the Bechori Bezman Abayis is Momain Bayim, Momain Gevoya. Bechori Bezman Abayis is Momain Gevoya. What's the kasha? Rabbi Yisrael Galili holds otherwise? Yeah, he holds otherwise. What's a big kasha? Rabbi Yisrael Galili holds otherwise. So why did Ravina feel he had to start limiting what Rabbi Yisrael Galili holds? Rabbi Yisrael Galili holds that across the board, cotton kalim is within a momain bayim. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Galili taught us. Across the board. If it's true, then what's all big kasha? Why do you have to answer it? Very simple. Rav Nachman, who said it's got, there has to be Bechoy Bechutz Oretz, Bechoy Bezman Hazeh. Rav Nachman says, must be talking about Bechoy Bezman Hazeh, is going like the Rabbon. We're all that Bechoy is Momain Ger Voya, unless it's Bezman Hazeh. And the Bracer, which says it's Rabbi Yisrael Galili, it's Rabbi Yisrael Galili. Rabbi Yisrael Galili holds that Kotrin Kalim is in a Momain Bailin, even Bezman HaMikdosh. So what's the big question?
Anywhere. I mean, even in
the Even in Eitz Yisrael, it's got dinner momin bailin. So what's the big kasha? Rabbi Yosef Galili Alta, yeah. It says Rabbi Yosef Galili, different Rabbi Yosef Galili. That's what Rabbi Yosef Galili. They're born hold otherwise.
How can people do it before? I mean, isn't it, it's kadosh from the moment it's born, from the very, very beginning. So
I'm sure, I take you go to the two dots.
Yes.
Okay. So when we do the share, you have to imagine you never got to two dots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then take it shlap shlap. Obviously, yeah. If you know the answer, then the cash is not cash. We don't know. We're going.
We're not there.
Right. So okay. So that's the Gemara's cash. If you're right, there Rabbi Yisrael Galili's din is across the board. Then I've got this cash. The Hanoch Kedum is not like Rabbi Yisrael. The Hanoch Kedum is that Rabbi Yisrael Galili was specifically by Shulchan Aruch Bikole, not across the board. But if it's true that he was across the board, then I don't hear the kasha in the whole Gemara. And since the Gemara did ask it, it shows that you're wrong. It shows it's not across the board. Let's see that in Rashi. There's a very big duke in Rashi to say this is a pshat.
Say that last phrase again.
Since the Gemara did ask it, and Ravina did answer, there's talking about chutzaret. So it's a very big raya that we can't say that basically it was applicable across the board. Otherwise, we would have answered something that's simpler, right? And the money basically was specifically Mishavos HaPikodim. And if so, we still got Shver, the Pshat, the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells me that Yechayev to pay for Kochim Kalim, who's that going like? Can't be going like basically, because basically it wasn't across the board. Basically, it was specifically Mishavos HaPikodim. That's the Cheshvan HaSugya. Let's see Rashi. Mechoy. Moichi noisoy. Anyone know where that Rashi is?
Put your finger at the top and the bottom.
It won't meet.
Together, it'll be about
5-6 lines under.
From the top.
5-6 lines under where your finger meet. Okay? So do it if you really want. Put your finger at the top of the arm and at the bottom, at the bottom of Rashi, and it'll meet 5 or 6 lines underneath where your fingers meet. Okay, Bechoy. Moichin Oisoy.
Well, but now
I said
it in
the very good.
It's English way.
Bechoy, Moichin Oisoy. Talk to Rashi. Bechoy, Moichin Oisoy, Bizman Hazeh. You can sell it Bizman Hazeh, because you make it all the come on, like we're going to explain very shortly. Vakoyanim. It belongs to the Kohenim, so they're the ones who are allowed to sell it. Obviously, the Yisrael can't sell, it's not his to sell, but a Kohen can sell it. A Kohen who received it can sell it to someone else. Tam Chai.
The whole can never be sold by the original owner.
It's not his to sell. It's not his to sell.
He has no
shares. Yisrael, who owns a Bechoy, it's not his to sell. He has to give it to a Kohen.
Can you sell that
mitzvah? It's like selling truma. You can't sell truma. It's wrong. So
can you sell the mitzvah? Why not? Somebody steals
the
mitzvah, so you pay 10 zuz.
So you're not selling it. Maybe you're selling.
The
momain belongs to Ksheviku. If you want to sell something else, maybe, but not it. It, you're not selling. The animal belongs to the Shevet Kohanim. You can't sell the animal. You want to offer people money to go and give it to a Kohen.
So someone will buy it.
The Kohen itself is Mama Bais. That's what we're saying. It's not, that's what the Gemara said. It's not Mamin Kohen. Not right. Mamin Bais.
Except for
the Gemara.
It says Mofdin also. So
yeah, because says Rashi. Says Rashi. We're talking about Bisman Azir. We're talking about Bisman Azir.
Okay.
And who's selling it?
Oh.
The Kohen.
Why?
Because even Bisman Azir, you have to give a Bechoy to a Kohen.
Yes, the proof is a Kohen.
No, okay. No, no. If he goes up to Duchman or if he gets called up to the Torah, that's the right, he's a Kohen. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we give him Truma? Because it's Tommy.
What?
Because it's Tommy. Yeah. That'd be going on. A Kohen nowadays is in the status of a Kohen. If you mean he can do it, he can get called up to the Torah as Rishi. Kohen nowadays has the status of a Kohen. A Levi, you're right. A Levi, we don't know who's a Levi. A Kohen, because they go, they get called up, and because they do it, they can have a Messiah that they are the Kohen.
Well, Levi also get called up.
Yeah, but even his soul could. You're right, it wasn't enough of a right for that.
Okay. Okay.
They have to duchen. Duchen is the main
right. Is mana bais going to sell his core to another coin?
There's mana bais.
He doesn't have to keep it.
If it's a tam, he has to be makirit. It's not his to sell.
I guess so.
Right. It's mama gavoya. But bismana ze, where it's mama bailim, what do you mean by mama bailim? Mama of who? Not of the original owner, the one who was born for. It's not his. It belongs to Shevet Kohanim. But rather, if he gave it to a Kohen, it belongs to that Kohen, and he can go and sell it to another Kohen.
And how do we know that that's in, like, new time basically?
How do we know that his man of his midrash, she can't?
No, no. How do we know that nowadays, when the Kohen is not able to be mocker of it, but he has a right to it? Maybe the only right you have is only when you're able to mocker of it. The fact that now you can't be mocker of it, you don't deserve it. You don't have it. Why should you get it now?
Talk. The Torah said otherwise.
The owner wrote that.
We know it, but animals now and gets some more. Why
is it now?
Why doesn't the time of the Midos animal get some more?
Yeah,
it's not belong to no.
The bike to the Kohen as well.
It's to go to Ben Avad. It's Mom and Kohen. It's Mom and Kohen. It has to go to the Kohen. It's one of the half time man is going in. You give a Bechoy to a Kohen. They get the bosses from it. It belongs to the Kohen. So says Rashi Abba, Tam Chai.
We
read
that in the
brackets? Yeah. The Kohen is the Kohen. The Kohen can send it to another Kohen. Tam Chai. The Tam, if it's Chai. But a Keach, the one who buys it, Yamtin waits, Archie Yippel by Mum, until he gets a Mum. And then I'll shecht it and eat it. Aval tomim shochut, but if aval tomim shochut loy, but the tomim, the tam that shochut, that bizman hazeh you can't sell. Why? Tein letakone. There's no takona. There's no use of it. The only thing you can use it for is elakvu. You have to bury it. The osavano, because it's osavano. The kochim hashchutim bechutzu. If it's a bechoy, bizman hazeh, that was shechted, and there was a tam, so where was it shechted? Not in the Beis Hamikdash. It was shechted out, it's shchutichutz. Shchutichutz is also v'anon. Therefore, there's nothing, we can't talk about bechoy, moichel oisei tam chai, v'loi shochot, shochot no shayach. That's why shochot loy. Okay, in our guess of our Mishnah, there's a loy shochot is in brackets. Loy shochot. Rashi has just explained it. Rashi said, Vada, you can't sell it shochot because it can't be shochot. It was osa to shecht. Why is some people don't have the gills of loy shochot? Why is it in brackets? Because those that have in brackets, well, how can it be shochot? It's osa to shecht it. How can it ever be shochot? It's also the Shech Pachutz. So Mela, they're not going to Shech because you can never get to a state of Shech. Nobody's going to go ahead and shecht a bechor. But Rashi said, what happens if it did get shechted? It's also an os. Obviously, you can't sell it. So that's the gils of yeh or nay in the Mishnah. Mekadshin is a boy koyanim, and the koyanim can be mekadish it. How do you understand the word koyanim?
The people who
haven't used
the
Roshachot,
what is it doing?
If you are going to means if it was shechted, you can't sell it. Because it's also about not.
But it already said
Tam Chai. And Bechor, you can sell it if it's alive without a blemish. But if it's shechted, you can't. If it was a Tam that was shechted, you can't sell because it's also about not. Those that don't have that gears, say because it's irrelevant. You never shecht a bechor tam bisman hazeh. Tosis has explained it like that. But okay, mekachin boy. What's the next word? Kohenim. What does that mean by kohenim?
They are the ones that can use it to be
mekadesh. Right, video. The kohenim can be mekadesh shulchan because it belongs to the kohenim. As the isha, why says Rashi? The memoinon who? It's theirs. The Bailam Shal Bechoy, who's the owner of the Bechoy? Kohen, Hainu Kohen. Why the Mishan Noilat? HaBechoy, from the moment it's born, Shaloihu, it belongs to the Kohen. Which Kohen? Whoever it's given to me, it belongs to the Kohen. And therefore you can make Kaddish and Isha with it.
So as soon as the Kohen receive it, they can give it to anybody they want, even to Israel.
That's true.
Has to be, right? Because we're saying that you can cash on this.
It's true what you're saying. Have you any cash on what you're saying or just telling me a statement?
That's crazy.
You don't have a cash?
I mean, I want to know how they're...
It's true what you're saying. You could sell it even to Yisrael because you're allowed to eat a b'choy. Yisrael's allowed to eat a b'choy. It's just got in kachin kali, right? Like Shlomim. So you could sell it to Yisrael. You should have a kasha, based on something which we learned already today from Rashi. Very good. Very good. That's the kasha. Why did Rashi say the kohenim sell it to another kohen? Once a kohen received it, he could even sell it to his son. Indeed, Rashi and Tmur, the Zion of a base, is clearly you could sell it to Yisrael.
They also said the Mekachin got behind him, so the recipient had to be Mekachin.
Say again, which one?
The Rashi and Mekachin got behind.
Yeah.
What's that? Doesn't have to be about. It's not available to who was sold them.
Same. The one who received it, he can be Mekachin, because mom and bain, it's true. If you would sell it to Yisrael, then Yisrael could be Mekachin. But that's a big cash. The kasha mashal is even on this to be kasha.
Which way?
Kasha, like you're saying, the truth, the halacha is Israel can eat it. So why did we Rashi say that the kohen sold it to a kohen? It could be the kohen sold it to Israel.
It's only in brackets.
No, that one's not in brackets.
Oh,
it's the first one's in brackets. Yeah, that's the kasha mashal is even on. So where are we holding? Next Rashi, Loi Shono, first white line. Loi Shono, the B'chor Chai, have a moment by him. Kishu Tam, Ela Bizman Hazeh. Why? Because Zechia B'Gavayu, Mechaim. Where does it say Zechia B'Gavayu in the Gemara? Oh, because since it's not off, not Shach to Akrava, the Kohen have a Zechia B'Gavayu. The Kohen can be Zechanet Mechaim when it's alive already.
This is
in it. In it, Loshon Rabin. It's itim. We say it in Loshon Rabin. Right, in them. Yeah. Right. The Isre Gosino. Shehen Memoinoi. This was. Yeah, there must mean a different gilson.
It says without the word Isre or
I don't know. I don't know because I don't have the other gilson. He asked the kasha from Rabbi Yisraeli that said shame and memoinoi, meaning even if it's man beis hamikdash kaim, even if it's man beis hamikdash, it's memoinoi. The krav the shvus abikodoi, this man she beis hamikdash who the pasuk of shvus abikodoi is in the time of the beis hamikdash. How do I know that? The mechayev also. And what did Ravina answer? Mishani Ravina. Hocho diktonim. Hocho here. I mean, what's here? Basically, this price. Diktoni the mamim bailim aim. That says go to the mamim bailim. Vimchoy hanoilet be chutz laoretz. Bizman ha-migdosh, time bizmigdosh, there was no idea in chutz laoretz askino. To loikoy la-akrov, it's not oimid for ha-akrov. And it's going like, Reb Shimon, the Amar Maseches Tvura, im bo b'choyis mi chutz laoretz, if b'choyis would come from chutz laoretz, le'etz yisrael t'mimim, that's Yisrael, as in, they would come from chutz laoretz, le'etz yisrael, and they were t'mimim, and they were without a blemish, then yikrovu, im bo, bow in if they came, yeah. Malachat
chenoloi. Yes, you really even call those
kachim
yeah.
Even though they're chutzars
and they have no reason to be
brought. But if they are brought, it's offered up in the mizbeach and he eats it. Yeah, what's like in the kliyim?
He's talking about if they are brought and now they're kachim kalim.
That's what he said. In bow, they always have a din of kachim kalim. It's just kachim kalim that you don't have to offer up. Bow in malachat chenoloi. And a year achi stavu, you have to wait until it gets a mum. Yeah, I mean, you can't shecht in chutz aretz. Why not? Because it's kodshim. It's mechoy. Just you wait until it gets a mum. Hilko kiva de lav la krova koi. Yistavu, gets a mum. Gets a mum. This is a word that means to get a mum. It's all over shas. Yistavu. To get a blemish. Hilkoch kiven de lav la krova koi, since it is not omid for ha krova, have a momen koi. Therefore, it's momen koi. Now, here's the important line. This is Reb David's chiddush. Reb Issa, if it's true, what's true? The machayim omar Reb Yosi Aglili. The Reb Yosi Aglili said, even when it's alive, the momen bailim, let's go to the momen bailim. Kedektoni masnisin, like our Mishnah says, the chayovim al nizkom, that the chayiv on nezek, voikim no kriv yisaglili, and you establish that our Mishnah is going like yisaglili. Then why didn't Lishni Ravina, why didn't Ravina answer? Oh, Rabbi yisaglili, Rav Nachman, do amak rabbonon, Rav Nachman goes rabbonon. So Rashi speaks out, if it's true that you said that Rabbi yisaglili is Mechayim. Rashi doesn't just say that. Rashi says, and we established our Mishnah of Nizokin to be Gonai Besaglili. If it's true what you said, to establish our Mishnah's Gonai Besaglili, then I have a catch. That means you've told us that the Mishnah, which is not talking about Shur Sapikodin, what's the Mishnah talking about? Nizokin. So you told me the din of Besaglili is even applicable by Nizokin. Whoa, then I have a kasha. Then, of course, you give him a kaddish in Isha as well. So why did we have to say that it's talking about B'choy Chutzor, it's talking about B'choy Bizman HaZeh, going on B'choy Yitzhak Lili. That's only if it's true that you're saying B'choy Yitzhak Lili is shat in the Mishnah. Are you across the board? But Yecholiot, B'choy Yitzhak Lili was never across the board. Yecholiot, B'choy Yitzhak Lili was only by Shul Tzabi Kodolim. But he'd be agreed that Legabe Ava Alokhis it's called in a moment gavoy. You can't be kaddish in Isha, you can't not chay nizokin. So that's why this question in Issa is a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the pshat in the Mishnah is called in a moment bailim because it's going to be saglili. So you're telling me Rabbi Saglili's din is whoa, not dafka mashuos if you can't also by nizokin and also by kiddushin. Then I've got a great kashin. So why didn't Ravina answer the Rabbi Saglili? Also, he can be kaddish in Isha. Of course, he can. Rav Nachman's not going with the B'yai Seglili, he's going like Rabbono. If he should have done that, but he didn't do that, so we have to rewind everything. So why didn't Ravina answer that? The answer is because you're wrong. B'yai Seglili wasn't across the board. B'yai Seglili was only by Shur Sapikodin. There's no Tana who holds that he could be Mekadosh and Isha with Kodshim Kanim. There isn't such a Tana. And that's why Rav Nachman said you can't. Only Bizman HaZeh, but not Bizman HaBayis. I find that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds there is by Kotchim Kalim a din of Shur Sapi Kodim. So that's a special din. By Bechoy in Chutzaretz. But not in Eretz Yisrael. Okay?
It has to talk about Bezvan is based on Mikdash because it's Bezvan Hashem.
Right. Okay. Okay, so. Although we have more work to do, but Mietzim, we have to continue the Gemara till Rava, and maybe one or two little tesis we'll be doing. But if you want to look at the tesis, it's tesis, some of the small ones. You could do the tesis tam, we spoke out, tesis valpeh, tam, ve'isve, bebechoy, v'chutzos, and aliba. Those four, if you want to look at, you can. Should be well, everyone.